This is Senator Al Simpson. President Bush would grant most favored nation trade status to the Soviets to help ease their social crisis. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, when President Bush was in Moscow in July, he announced his willingness to grant the Soviet Union most favored nation trade status, or MFN. After the coup, that might give Gorbachev a symbolic boost and encourage greater freedom, but America would also get a leg up from additional exports and new business development. Ted, the evil empire is turning into an economic new frontier. Our two countries have much to gain, including keeping the Cold War as a frozen memory. Come on, Ted. Bush doesn't need political jealousy and pettiness. He needs your help to get MFN through the Senate without it getting torpedoed by partisan Democrats and others who just want to gum up the works. Let's not lose this great chance. Soviets lose, we lose.
Al, one of the real clunkers of the Bush administration's foreign policy has been the unseemly rush to give most favored nation trade status to the brutal dictatorship in China, when the Soviet Union under Gorbachev is much more deserving. For the past two decades, favorable trade status for the Soviet Union has been linked to the human rights issues of freedom of immigration. The Jackson-Vanik Law blocked favorable trade status until the Kremlin accepted the right of Soviet Jews to emigrate to Israel, the United States, or other nations. Now, under Gorbachev's recent reforms, those barriers to immigration have fallen. Last May, the Soviet Parliament formally abolished the old cruel restrictions. That fulfilled the requirement of U.S. law, and President Bush was right to propose most favored nation status for the Soviet Union at the Moscow summit in July. It's about time, Al. President Bush is absolutely right on the Soviet Union and dead wrong on China. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.